Okay, every year around Sukkot time, so I always feel old. Baruch Hashem, it's supposed to get older. I've been giving shir here for a while, like, I don't know, 16 years, and then I was at Korin's Meshiv. Before that, a couple of years, so the thing in the tiv is, you know, you help your rebbes build the sukkah. So in the old days, like, the guys really built it, and I used to have a sign up putting up the sukkah and taking it down. I needed help taking it down. My kids were really little. And then as the years goes on, now my kids are able to do it on their own, and now we got to find things for the guys to do. You know, it's like half the guys in my shoe were making the chains, you know, making the chains, that was heavy work. But we had very nice chains. But it's a big change. Like, you know, it's a big change. It used to be like the guys would get my kids involved, and now like my kids are trying to get the guys involved to, and every year it's around 18, 20 years ago. So when the building of sukkahs began, so smartphones exist. It's amazing. The smartphones that all of us, not all of us, many of us use all the time, it didn't exist 20 years ago. It just didn't exist. And now they've taken over. So I want to talk today about smartphones, not about filters. My first goal is to, A, keep you alive, and part of that is keep you out of jail. That's part one, alive and out of jail. And part two is to try to have a more successful life. Bezus Hashem. Okay, topic number one is texting and driving. It's the end of the world. It's completely, totally usher, obviously. It's also stupid, obviously. Also, you should know it's usher to be stupid. That's a separate discussion. So it's usher for two reasons. It's usher because it's dangerous usher to be stupid. It's incredible. You're driving along. I drive a lot. And it's a normal thing nowadays, as you're driving, you see somebody looking down when he's driving. It happens all the time. When I was your age, you didn't see people looking down when they're driving. It just didn't happen. And now it's the most normal thing. People looking down when they drive. Everyone's looking down when they drive. They're looking at their phones. You look down for a couple of seconds. So let's say a person's going very slowly, 30 miles an hour, and they look down for a few seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds! In 5 seconds, 30 miles an hour, you travel two-thirds of a football field. So for two-thirds of a football field, you're not focused. A kid might run in, God forbid, or something like that into the street. And people do this all the time. It's insane. People think it's normal to be doing their phone thing while they're driving. It's crazy. People used to cogitate when they drove. And it's the end of the world. It's totally, completely, totally usher. And there's a commercial came out a couple of years ago, a commercial that they had a Rahman al-Itzlan. People that were killed or killed others in a car crash when they were texting, the last text they sent before, as they were about to kill someone, "I'll be home soon, dear. What can I buy from the store?" It wasn't like, you know, earth-shattering, you know, life-changing text that had to be sent that second that was going to save somebody's life. It was a regular WhatsApp or a text that everyone sends. And they had a list. You know, like, was it worth it? Like, the list of all the last text before they killed others. It's the end of the world. So, you can die, God forbid. Kill others, God forbid. You end up in jail. You can't do it. There's a guy in my shir who told me that his phone's not near him when he drives, because he got into a small accident once when he was texting driving. The greatest gift. Hashem sent him the greatest gift. He's afraid to text now when he drives because he got into a small accident. Hashem sent him the greatest gift. I don't want to wish it on everyone, but a small accident, nobody gets hurt. It's like when you start gambling. If you win the first couple of times, it's the end of the world. And then you get that rush and you always want to... The best thing is to lose a lot in the first time, and then you get it out of your system. So you can't have the phone near you when you're driving, period. It can't be part of your life at all. There is a thing now that you have a Bluetooth. I get into my car, I turn the car on, and Rav Schechter starts talking. My iPod is linked up, Rav Schechter starts talking. Then the phone rings, and Rav Schechter stops, automatically, and the phone rings, and I press a button on my thing. So I hold that might be allowed to, you know, do you have Bluetooth in the five towns? Do you have this in the five towns? So I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing. I don't know, maybe it's only in Israel. It's amazing. And then I hang up the phone, and Rav Shechter starts talking again. It's unbelievable. It's like that's like Gan Eden. Anyway, so I don't do anything. I just turn the car on, and boom. So if you have a hands-free set, so even that, you have to know yourself. So I've gotten used to talking. Even that, there's a discussion about, but okay, we'll call that a kula that people do. But beyond that, to look down, it's not worth it. It can wait 5 minutes. It can wait 10 minutes. And it's totally awesome. Rav Nevensol Shlita has a terrifying essay in his Sichos in Bamidbar. At the end of Bamidbar, the Torah talks about killing Bishogeg. You kill somebody Bishogeg, so your whole life gets turned around. You know, you're not killed, but you go into Golis. And your whole life is different. You go into Golis. You leave your home and you live in another city, you know, more or less by yourself. Your whole life's turned upside down. What's the big deal? You killed him by mistake. It's not totally your fault. You didn't notice. You didn't check. You're swinging an axe, and chips are flying, and you didn't check if someone's walking by, and by mistake, it killed someone. So what's the big deal? Well, the answer is, when you're swinging an axe and chopping wood, and chips are flying, you're doing something objectively dangerous. So you have to check. When you're doing something objectively dangerous, swinging an axe with chips flying, you have to check, wait, is someone coming around there? I might kill him by mistake. That's what you have to do. And if you don't check, then you're responsible for killing him, Bishogeg, and your whole life is turned upside down. So when you're driving, Reb Nevensol says, you're doing something objectively dangerous. You can kill someone, God forbid. And you check down on your phone, and then you weren't focused, then that's killing Bishogeg. And then Reb Nevensol, here's what he writes that's terrifying. Let's say you're driving along, and you look down for the 5 seconds. Two-thirds of a football field. So long. Two-thirds of a football field. And nothing happens. Nobody jumps in. No little kid runs into the street. And no one gets killed. So Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. No, something happened. Reb Nevensol writes in his books that up in Shemayim, you have on your scorecard in Shemayim, Ritzicha Bishogeg. That's what he says. Because you did the action of Ritzicha Bishogeg. And he says it's worse than Ritzicha Bishogeg, because when you kill someone Bishogeg, you go into Golus, you get Kapara. When the annoyance and uncomfortable of Golus gives you a little bit of a Kapara for what you did. But this, nothing happened. So you go through your day. So Rachmano Litzan, you get up to Shemayim, and you have Ritzicha Bishogeg checked off a lot of times with no Kapara. It's a terrifying thought. That's what he writes in his books, that up in Shemayim, your Avera scorecard says on it, I killed Bishogeg. Because you did the action which could have killed someone Bishogeg, but you lucked out that nobody walked into the street and you were half watching. When you're half watching, you sort of notice things, not everything. It's terrifying. Then Reb Nevensol says, there's a story that he read in one of the Rav Shlomo Zalman biographies that he knows is not true. Okay, what he said? Not because he was there. What was the story? So the Shlomo Zalman was in a car being driven by someone, and the guy was driving crazy, too fast, too this, too that. He got into a small accident, and Shlomo Zalman said nothing because there was a guy in the back. When he dropped the guy in the back off, then Shlomo Zalman gave him mussar. You drive a little too fast, it's dangerous what you did. That's the story. Reb Nevensol said it's not true. Reb Shlomo Zalman would certainly not have waited till the guy left the car to tell him, you're driving too fast. He would have told him right away. The Gemara says that to avoid embarrassing, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't want to embarrass the guy. You know, the guy's in the back, he'll be embarrassed if he gives him mussar. The Gemara says it's better to throw yourself into a fire than to embarrass someone. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah, but it's not better to throw somebody else into a fire than to embarrass someone. The driver himself is going to get killed, but the guy in the back is going to get killed. So if Nevensol said, Rav Shlomo Zalman wouldn't have waited to give the guy mussar for driving too fast. He would have given the mussar right away. So it's a terrifying idea. Guys, I'm hoping to save your life here, keep you out of jail, save somebody else's life. This whole idea of looking down when you drive, it's insane. And you don't need to answer the phone. You just don't need it. If you have a way that's considered safe, like I said, the hand, the button on the thing, okay, that some people are make a lot. But the idea of like, and texting, and like texting, and sending a quick text and responding, like you at a red light you text, no, because the red light turns green and you got to finish. So you finish and you have a couple of seconds. It's terrible. So we should train ourselves, the phones away, not with enhanced distance. It's in the bag. It's out of it. You're driving, and you can make a phone call when you stop somewhere if you have to. All right, that's number one.